When former President Bill Clinton left office, he quit taking a cholesterol-lowering drug called a statin. Dr. Richard Stein of the American Heart Association says that was a mistake.
When you stop refilling those pills, you're giving up that 30 to 40% reduction in your chance of having a heart attack.
Quadruple bypass surgery found almost complete blockage in some of Mr. Clinton's arteries. Statin drugs help reduce the risk of heart attacks. Stopping a medication, like a statin, is a common mistake. A study in the Netherlands of almost 60,000 people has shown that almost half of those taking statin drugs stop taking them within a two-year period. Just one-third use them consistently. Some reasons why? The cost of the drug may be too high, or there are unusual side effects. But Dr. Richard Stein says a more common reason is because patients didn't notice an immediate difference in how they felt.
We're good for taking pills for sore throats or coughs because we have the symptoms. We're terrible at taking pills for high cholesterol.
Elderly patients frequently have more than just one medication to take each day. An experimental program at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C., showed that when older people were given individually measured packs of prescriptions, they were far more successful in following doctors' orders. Dr. Alan Taylor explains.
In the study, we found that medication adherence improved from 61% before the program to over 96%.
One example, a majority of the older patients at Walter Reed who took statin drugs found that their blood pressure and cholesterol levels improved while they took the pills consistently. That is a lesson even a former U.S. president had to learn. Melinda Smith, VOA News.
Wang Wang Yi Yu Wang Zhan, www.english.com. 欢迎您的光临.